There's one thing that the American Hauntings podcast knows about, and that's mothers. We featured a lot of great mothers in a lot of our episodes. Pearl Curran, Julia Lemp, Sarah Moore, Marie Laveau, Jane Mansfield, Tamsin Donner, Delphine LaLaurie, Belle Gunness. Okay, maybe leave out those last two. But what I'm saying is that with Mother's Day coming soon, you need a truly special gift for your mom because, well, she's not Belle Gunness. So let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that literally turns your mom's life story into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question in her email, the same way she sends you questions about your dating life or when you plan to give her grandkids. Anyway, these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you want to ask. She replies by either typing in the answers or by recording her own voice. Then MyLifeInABook.com compiles all her responses into a keepsake book, and they can create an audiobook that uses her voice recordings, preserving her voice and her stories forever. As anyone who doesn't have their mom around anymore can tell you, having your mother's stories about growing up, being a kid, and overcoming life's challenges will be something that you and your kids will treasure. And let's be honest, your mom has given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a very cool way to share them. Honestly, I decided to try this out for myself, and I sent it to my mom, and she's not exactly a whiz at computers, but she still found it really easy to use. My mom might have had a little more unusual childhood than a lot of mothers do, so I'm really glad to have this. And I think you'll be glad to give one to your mother, too. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use the code HAUNTINGS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use the code HAUNTINGS for 10% off today.
Hi friends, Cody here. While season 2 has come to an end, we're still planning on pushing out fun new episodes every other week until we launch season 3 on Tuesday, February 26th. Doing the research for this next season has legitimately already given me nightmares, so I cannot wait to share it with you all. And now, here's Troy Taylor to tell you all about what we have in store for season 3 of American Hauntings Podcast.
In June 1912, the deadliest unsolved murder in Iowa history took place in the small town of Villisca and created a haunting that continues to this day. The town had received an unwelcome visitor on that dark night and was touched by a horror unlike anything it had ever seen before or since. Over the years, the brutal murders have earned a place in the annals of both American crime and the supernatural. The murders at the Moore House in Villisca became famous, but they were only part of a series of murders that were committed across the prairie in that era. In the early 2000s, I began my first research into what have become known as the Villisca Axe Murders of 1912. While searching through newspaper files about other murders of the same time period, I ran across a disturbing pattern of similar, in some cases, identical homicides that occurred across the Midwest both before and after that dark night in Iowa in June of 1912. For the first time, I discovered that the monster who visited Villisca had already blazed a terrible trail across the region, using the railroads to carry out his terrible deeds. Season 3 of the American Hauntings podcast will be based on my book about that transient butcher that wreaked havoc across the Midwest, murdered in their beds. But we'll go beyond even what I've documented in those pages. Throughout the season, we'll be telling the story of the history and hauntings of the Villisca Axe Murders, but we'll also be telling another story as well. A story of murder, madness, brutality, bloodshed, and of course, ghosts. A story of a killer who slaughtered his way across the country only to vanish into history, his face and name forever unknown. And a story of families forever shattered, towns forever changed by murder, and by hauntings that have never faded away. This will be a season like nothing we have ever attempted before, and by the time it's done, we know that you, like the people who lived in the small railroad towns of the American prairie in the early 1900s, will never look out into the nighttime darkness in the same way again. My name is Troy Taylor. This is the American Hauntings Podcast, and we hope you're ready to lock your doors and tune in to Season 3, starting in February 2019.